Hi, and welcome to the My Dog Made Me Do It Naturally podcast. I am your host, Kat Jepsen, a canine nutritionist with an innate obsession with dogs and the natural ways in which we are driven to live because of them. So, let's get to it. Morning, pet parents. I hope everybody's well this morning. I hope your pooches are good, and I hope you're good, and I know that you will all be getting geared up for your weekend. So this morning, I want to talk a little bit about how my journey into raw and natural feeding with my dogs has kind of led me to a point where I no longer use 80-10-10 mixes, or I might use them once or twice if I fancy a little bit of time off from prep, or if I'm a little bit busy, or if I need something quick as a backup plan, then I do have some 80-10-10s in the freezer. But the majority of the time, I tend not to use 80-10-10s. And it's for a few reasons. But first, for anyone that's listening who doesn't know what an 80-10-10 is, it's a type of raw food combination, really, of meat, organs and bone. So in an 80-10-10, you would have 80% muscle meats, 10% bone content, and then 10% organ content, otherwise known as offal. And for a lot of people, this is what they feed their dogs primarily every day. They'll feed them an 80-10-10 mix, sometimes with toppers, sometimes without. And there are a lot of reasons why people do this. It can be convenience. It can be because 80-10-10 is the way that they feed their dog, and a few other things like that. But for me, I always used to find some problems with 80-10-10s. And that's what I want to discuss today, is why, for me personally, they don't work. I'm not sure if you will be having a few of the same issues, or, you know, if they work really well for you. So feel free to kind of message me in your comments and let me know how you feel about them, because everybody's experiences are different. Everybody's dogs are different. They're all individuals, and sometimes they work really well. But for me, I think, well, I typically feed 12% bone to my dogs anyway. They have a little bit higher bone content than that. So obviously an 80-10-10 doesn't offer that for my two. And I feed 10% of their daily allowance as fish. So it would kind of make navigating the bone content quite difficult if I was to use a pre-made mix of an 80-10-10. So that's the main reason why we don't use them. But I did find that when I did use to feed 80-10-10s, because this was what I fed before I moved on to DIY, that their poops were just really inconsistent. Like sometimes they would be really dry and crumbly, and sometimes, you know, they might be a little bit loose. And if you're feeding consistently the same amount of bone, then you shouldn't really be having issues with poop. And also it can be to do with the other ingredients as well. But so for me, it was more because I just didn't think they sat well with my boys. I didn't really trust the content of the bone because, I mean, the perfect poop is supposed to be firm, moist. You should be able to pick it up and it maintains its shape. It should be light to dark brown, and it should leave little to no residue behind. But I found that when my boys were on 80-10-10s, their poos were consistently in like these dry, crumbly nuggets, which, you know, can be a sign of too much bone in the diet. So when I switched over to DIY, I found that I could gain better control of how the meals sat within their system. We found that by manipulating the diet and putting the components together ourselves, I could find a good balance and have consistent poops every day. Now, typically, the way that I feed my dogs, I have 75% muscle meat and bone, of which 12% of the total diet is bone. Then we have 10% as fish. I have 5% liver and 5% of other secreting organ. Now, this brings me on to the next problem I have with 80-10-10s, is that sometimes you don't always know what organs or what ratios of the organs you are getting in there. And ideally, you want to be feeding 5% liver every day without fail from whichever kind of animal you want. And then you also want 5% of another secreting organ, which is something like the spleen, the kidney, the pancreas, something that secretes enzymes or hormones or anything like that. And a lot of the time, raw food companies kind of put heart and lungs in with the organ meats, which are technically muscular organs and therefore fall under the category of muscle meats. So for me, because I didn't know how much organ meat or what organ meat was included, I just preferred to kind of have that full control over the diet. So I kind of stepped away from using the 80-10-10s. I also find that sometimes pet food companies can be a little bit, let's not say untruthful, but they neglect to kind of have full disclosure about where their bone content comes from, because sometimes you can find that they may predominantly use a certain type of bone in all of their mixes, for example, chicken. Or you can find that they do bulk them out with the cheaper cuts of meat like tripe and heart. So if you have a dog that is really sensitive to high levels of organ meat, because there shouldn't be really any more than 20% of tripe or heart in the main bowl anyway. So sometimes if you get a cut, if you get an 80-10-10, which is higher than 20% in tripe or higher than 20% in heart, it can really throw the meal off balance. And by feeding too many muscular organs like heart, it can cause loose stools and GI upsets and things like that. And having learned through experience with using 80-10-10s, then I just found it was a whole lot easier to do DIY meals for my dogs because they tolerated them better. Now, I'm not saying that 80-10-10s are all bad, because I do still use them from time to time. I do use them at least a few times a month, and they are a great way to kind of introduce you to raw feeding as well, because it keeps things simple, especially if you can't afford to use complete meals because they are a little bit cheaper, or they do tend to be a little bit cheaper. Another reason why I tend to stay away from 80-10-10s is because, I mean, obviously they don't allow me to build my boy's bowl in the ratios that I want to feed. 80-10-10 doesn't fit in with our alignment. And to be fair, I mean, depending on who you ask, some people believe that 80-10-10s are complete meals and some people don't. For me, I don't think an 80-10-10 is a complete meal. I think, you know, if you are looking to feed a complete and balanced meal to your dog every day, you do need to add additional superfoods, supplements, however it is you want to try and meet those missing nutrients. You are going to need to add something to an 80-10-10 if you're going for complete and balanced every day. Now, if you are going for balance over time, you can achieve this by using 80-10-10s, but you're still going to have to add a few things to kind of top them up. Now, I commonly find that you need to feed at least two different proteins to kind of get a good, well-rounded, balanced meal. Not necessarily complete and balanced, but balanced all the same. And this is where the whole thing about variety comes from, because obviously each different animal and each different body part, each different muscular organ or offal has a different nutrient content, nutrient value, and they all kind of come together and create the full picture. But sometimes I think people can kind of get lost in the fact that if all they feed is an 80-10-10, that their dog will be receiving all of those essential nutrients, which sometimes, a lot of the time, it's not the case, and you do need to add superfoods such as bone broth and herbs and spices and oily fish and eggs and other things like that to kind of just boost them up a little bit, especially with the quality of the meat that is the state that the world is in right now. I suppose the main reason why I first moved away from 80-10-10s was the fact that when Varney started with his food insensitivities, I struggled to find proteins that didn't set him off. And a lot of the time I was buying 80-10-10s that claimed to be single protein, or that I thought was single protein, but because I'd not really looked into the ingredients properly or done a bit more research, I didn't realise that sometimes the organ meats come from a different animal, or sometimes the bones that they use might be from a different animal, and you know, a lot of the time the companies are honest about this on their website, but sometimes they are not. So I was buying different types of food and feeding it to Barney, and he was having reactions to proteins that I thought he was okay with. So that's when I started to look a little bit deeper into, you know, well, what is actually in this food that's causing a reaction? And it was one of the time it was because it was lamb organs that were used in every meal. So I was buying what I thought was like a rabbit 80-10-10 because it literally just said rabbit 80-10-10. And yet the organs were from lamb. Or it could have been something like, I thought it was a pheasant 80-10-10, but the organs were from beef, which lamb and beef are two proteins that Barney can't have. So after I kind of sort of kicked myself for not checking thoroughly anyway before I actually bought it, which, believe me, a lot of people do. A lot of people don't look at the actual ingredients and they just take it at face value of what it says on the label on the front, which is why you need to be vigilant, especially if your dog does have issues with certain types of food. But then, again, with the mixture of the inconsistent poops and the inclusion of 10% fish every day, it kind of just all fell into place when I started DIY. And I think mainly the first reason why I started messing with DIY was because of Barney's insensitivities, which obviously pushed me into looking closer at what he was eating. But then as I kind of developed and evolved into the model that I feed now with the 12% bone and the 10% fish, the consistent poops were just one of the side effects that I noticed as a result of feeding DIY, which then further indicated that I had issues with the 80-10-10. So, I'm curious to know what your experiences with 80-10-10 are. Do you like them? Do you not? I'll post a poll up on the stories on my Instagram today and let me know. Well, hopefully, if you've been having any issues with 80-10-10s, but you didn't actually realise, this might have helped. If not, I hope you enjoyed it all the same. That's all I've got for you today. Have a great day, pet parents, and say hi to your pups from me.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of the My Dog Made Me Do It Naturally podcast. Don't forget to check out the caption for any links discussed here today. And please, if you enjoyed the show, follow along and listen for free on your favourite podcast app. If you have any questions or would like to share your story, feel free to email me at mydogmademeduitnaturally@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Purpose of this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only and should not be substituted as advice from a veterinarian or other professional. It does not form a client relationship with me, the host, or any guest speakers, and any information is not intended to and does not diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. And my guests express our own views, thoughts, and opinions as individuals, and the podcast neither endorses or opposes the views, products, or services discussed here. If your pet is ill, always seek advice from your veterinarian. I am not a veterinarian and I do not treat disease or offer medical advice.